Thank you for coming back to the next Lubavitch Rabbi Chabura. So today we're doing a piece from Teres Menachem, Tapshim Mem Gimel, Chela Chela Gimel, page 1547. It's a sikha from the second day of Shavuos. A lot of the themes that he discusses in this sikha we've discussed in the past in various settings. The role of Maisim, the role of the Guf, the role of Matan Torah. But there are two new ideas, which he mentions here, which we didn't deal with in the past, and I just want to go through the sikha where he puts these two new ideas in the general framework of what we've been dealing with up until now. So it's Shavuos, so he starts talking about Matan Torah. So before the Os Aleph, it says that the Rebbe wanted the people to sing a certain nigun, they sang the nigun, then he started the sikha. So Chiddush de Matan Torah hu, b'chiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael. So what's a Chiddush de Matan Torah? It's the choice that Hashem chose b'nei Yisrael. When we say Ubanu Bakarta, Mikol Velashon, you should try to remember Matan Torah. Move on to Kavana Zushakas Lorak the Kiddush Kula, Kiyum Kachav Yakam Yisrael. Dugmas Kavana Shuvu Besider Hashavu Kol Nefesh. Great. Every single Jew, when they say Ubanu Bakarta Mikol Velashon, should reflect on Matan Torah. Matan Torah is connected with Bechiras Am Yisrael. Again, in the past we had what's a chiddush matan Torah, the chibur of the yonim and tachtonim, bringing out of the atzmas through mitzvos ma'isios that relate to the guf and to physical actions. Here we have the yisod of matan Torah being the bechira of Klal Yisrael. Ikototzami bechira zo nifal ina dinasinat haTorah. Once Hashem chose Klal Yisrael, then He gave them the Torah. V'lashon avraka, Hashem bachar bano mikol ha'amim v'nasen lano es Torah zo. First you have Bachar Bano Mikol Ha'amim, first you have this Bechira, and then you have Nesinas HaTorah. Right, Tzvi Yehuda Kook made the same diok in the Bracha. Bechiras Klal Yisrael precedes the giving of the Torah. Klomer, Nesinas HaTorah hi totza mi Bechiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael. That the giving of the Torah is a result of a prior choice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to choose Klal Yisrael. Skip the brackets, let's go on. Mekevesh Nesinas HaTorah hi ketotza mi inyan Bechira. So Nesinas HaTorah is a result of this Bechira. Okay, Nesinas HaTorah hi betachlis HaShleimas. Therefore, Nesinas HaTorah, which is as a result of the Bechira, it has to be a perfect form of Nesina. Hainu HaTorah kfishi Torah so HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah in the upper realms is Torah of Hashem. Ninda Levnei Yisrael b'yosem lamata. The exact Torah that Hashem had, He gave over to Klal Yisrael as a result of this Bechira. V'lashan HaKasov, Magad Yaakov, Kukav, Mishmatav, V'Yisrael. Hainu, Shinyani Torah mitzvos, Him Devarav Kukav Mishpatav Shachodesh Baruch Hu. That we're talking about things that are the actual Torah of Hashem. The Choseh, Nosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levnei Yisrael, Nosin HaTorah Ba'ayin Yafeh. Hashem gave over everything, completely to Klal Yisrael. K'mai Marazal, Kol Nosin Ba'ayin Yafeh HaNosin. V'chein Haru Nosin HaSakal. Hashem gave everything to Klal Yisrael. V'akne Klak, Shehudi Na'asa Ba'alabayis Al Torah. Then a Jew becomes a Ba'alabayis on a Torah, quotes the famous Gemara in Kiddushin. Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'abayis HaTorah Hainu SheTorah Nasis Torah So Shal Yudi Mechein Rab Shemachal Kvodu Kvodu Machal Mekeven SheTorah Hi Torah So. Right, the Gemara says initially it's Hashem's Torah. When a Jewish person learns the Torah, it becomes Torah So of that Jewish person. Great, so you have a Bechira, then Nesinas Bechira of Klal Yisrael, Nesinas HaTorah, and then Nesinas therefore a complete Nesina. So what is the notion of a Bechira? So in O space, he says something which he says in various other places. In other places, he puts it, he develops it much more from Makoros, from sources. Here, he just sort of says out the idea without Makoros and sources. Maybe we'll have another Chaburah if we go through a Maimar where he develops it from the sources up. Here, he just says the idea straight up. It says, V'ine, Bechira amitis inyana. What is a true Bechira? She'ein kol hechreich badavar. There's nothing forcing in one direction. There's nobody on top of you forcing you to choose in a certain direction. There's nothing about the item that you're choosing that is superior to the item that you're not choosing that's forcing you to choose it. If there are two things in front of you, one is more desirable than the other. One has a superior quality to the other. It is a better piece of bread. It is a better piece of chicken than the other one. Then it's not going to be a true bechira. But there's some quality about that item that's sort of forcing you to choose it. So there's nothing forcing you to choose one over the other. You have two completely equal items in front of you, and you choose one over the other, seemingly for no reason whatsoever, that is a true Bechira. So he explains it a little bit more. When we move on Beis Davar, there are two things that could be understood from this. Aleph, Bechira Amitis Yechola Lios Rak Mitzah Mahusov Atzmosov Yisbarach. A true Bechira could therefore only be from Hashem and from the Atzmos of Hashem. She'enol Ila Pesiva Shekhan Malachas V'Shalom. That there's nothing that precedes it. Why? Why can true Bechira only be Hashem's choice of something? Because we're talking about all the Giluyim, everything that, that stems from the Atzmos, looking at Giluyim, how we make even Shiesh Lamaskala, Shor Shemakar, each one is caused by something higher, each one is a higher root. It means they were created in a certain way, they're created within a certain framework, they're created with a certain Ratzon. You're created in a certain way, you have a higher source, that higher source forces you almost to act in a certain way, to choose a certain thing. But this is the first thing he said, you can't be forced by something that's higher than you. Therefore, what is a true Bechira Kavshis? Nothing forcing you to do something in a certain way. There's no antecedent. There's nothing higher than you in terms of the chronology or the conceptual chronology of creation. You are the starting point, and that's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what about our Bechira Kavshis? And he says, "Umashi yeshnu inina Bechira Eitzo B'nei Yisrael." Somehow or other, we have a quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bechira Kavshis, was Eino Ila Vesiba. He is the cause of everything. There's nothing that created him in a certain way, which puts an idea or certain thought patterns into his mind, so to speak. The same thing is true for Klal Yisrael regarding certain Bechiros that they make. But really, the Indian of Bechira is only Shai to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one. That was the first thing he said. There's nothing on top forcing you to go in a certain direction. You're not created in a certain way, which Mamila forces you to think in a certain way. Yeah.
So that means post-chet, under Marishon. Meaning, it's Kachem Yimenu only after he remains. It's an Aspa Barat.
Well, that's... I think it's a chashash that now he might eat from the Eitz HaChayim. I think it's just describing human beings. And you... I didn't look up the piece in the Kuzi Torah that he's referencing, but it sounds like the Alter Rebbe uses this pasuk to describe Klal Yisrael, that they are ka'achad mimenu, dugmas yichido shel olam, some quality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu transfers over to us.
Mm-hmm.
Beis, what's another clarification, another factor that goes into a true bechira kafshis? Bechira amitas inam b'nei hamalash shabadavar nefkar. This is the more mekudash one. A true Bechira is not because one is superior to the other. He Kasher wrote him, V'mayla Zudavka, was if you want something because it's superior, Harimuchrakan Lahachlit Livra Azadavar Shish B'mayla Zo, because you're forced to choose a thing that's superior. Kim Benakuda Shebashava Davar Ze im Dvarim Kayotze Beze. At the point, in the quality, in the characteristic, that item A is similar to item B, and you choose A over B, seemingly for no apparent reason, that is a true Bechira. Let's just finish this Os when he connects this with the Matan Torah, and then we'll try to elaborate a little bit. The Atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, the thing that has no Ila, no Siba, chose B'nai Yisrael. Not because Jews are inherently superior. This line of Tanya, which is almost a throwaway line, gets quoted over and over again by the Rebbe. What did Hashem choose? Am v'lashon means the guf. Our physical body there's no physical characteristic that makes somebody Jewish. Our physical bodies look like non-Jewish people. And dafka, that was the point that Hashem was bulker us from other nations. Only in terms of our physical bodies can we say that we're similar to non-Jews. Hashem chose us over non-Jews because there's no ma'ila to a Jewish body over a non-Jewish body. So where is this bechira stemming from? Something higher than rational thought, something higher than cognition. The atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, caused him to choose A over B without being able to rationally articulate, to able to describe, I'm choosing A over B because A is superior to B. The atzmus was sort of just said, I choose A over B. That's what I want. Kulomar, right, you have to have two things in front of you. You have two things in front of you. So what does that mean in Lugabi Matan Torah? Klolos HaMetzios Divnei Yisroel Nefelos B'Deis Yitzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisroel was created at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mashar Kasov L'Kapta L'Ogay Mikarav Goy. V'az Hudgasha Kvar Malasem Shev B'Nei Yisroel L'Gabi Umos Olam. At the moment Klal Yisroel was created, they were inherently superior than other nations. Nigla Aleyem Melech Malkeim Malkeim L'Gala. Akena Gilus Dekiris Yamsov. V'az Yilu Demanlachas Konem Goy Kadosh. We're not saying that Jews and non-Jews are the same, because Jews were already superior to non-Jews in a certain sense even before the Torah. What is the Chiddush of Matan Torah then, if we were already inherently superior to non-Jews in some ways, that even the aspect we were not inherently superior to non-Jews, still there was a Bechira of the Guf of Bnei Yisrael. Bechira Sa'atzmus Bnei Yisrael Bofen Shalamal Mitam Vadas Lagamrei Bechira Kafshus. Not because the neshama of a Jew is any better, is better, which is true. I feel because we Jews are remarkable, therefore the guf is better. And that is the inyan of is the first part of the sikha describing what the inyan of bechiras klal Yisrael is, which then caused Hashem to give us the Torah. So if you think about what the Rebbe did here, when he's describing Bechira Chavshes, it's basically, I mean, when I first read this type of idea, it's a polar opposite, it's completely antithetical to what you normally think of Bechira Chavshes as. Normally, you think of Bechira Chavshes as I have two things in front of me, I have to rationally think which one is better, Torah mitzvos or Averos. So I rationally think, or I spiritually think, whatever it is, Torah mitzvos are better, and therefore I'm going to choose them. Rebbe is saying, that is a good Bechira, that's what you should be doing, but it's not a true Bechira Kafshis. Bechira Kafshis means that you're somehow or other Lamala Mitam Badas, Lamala Medida Bhagbala. You have two things in front of you that are exactly the same, and you're still choosing one over the other, because that's what your Atzmus is causing you to do, and therefore true Bechira Kafshis is only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's the only one who has true Atzmus in that sense, to be able to choose one over the other without any logical, rational, or even spiritual reason.
So what's the
Bechira
of choosing
mitzvahs? So he's going to say. He's going to get there in a second. So just so you don't think I made this up, or this is not a theme, on the last page, I gave you an excerpt from an article on Chabad.org, which is a summary of a symposium that took place at Penn University on I think it was entitled Educational Theories of Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the seventh Rabbi of Chabad Lubavitch. And one of the things apparently they focused on in the symposium was the Rebbe's response to postmodernism. And he describes here what the basic tenets of postmodernism is, a shift from the objective to the subjective. No longer can you tell me I should think in a certain way, there's a rational reason why I should do X, Y, or Z. Everything should be completely subjective and completely relative. And these types of theories are very antithetical to organized religion, generally speaking, because if I can't accept any grand construct, there's nothing objective, there's nothing rational about doing X over Y, so then that basically flies in the face of organized religion that says, you know, God gave you a Torah at a certain date. So look at the last paragraph over here. It says, one of the key themes in Rabbi Schneerson's thought is his radical rethinking of the traditional Jewish concept of free choice. Traditionally, the discussion revolves around the need to make a truly objective choice, rather than one influenced by our subjective situation. Meaning, subjectively, you might think our averos are just as good as mitzvos. But the Rambam tells you, you have to choose mitzvos because mitzvos are better. Ubacharta bachayim. In Rabbi Schneerson's discussion of the concept, the paradigm is reversed. Again, a paradoxical topsy-turvy discussion. ultimate free choice is truly subjective and free of objective influence. If there is an objective reason to choose, he argues, then it is not a choice made freely by the self. He goes on to explain this idea and cites a couple of examples, but I think he cites this particular sikha, but he has other places where the Rebbe discussed this. And you see what the Rebbe was doing this, because up until now, free choice, we're always discussing on the level of the Giluyim. There's the Sfiros, there's Chabad, Chachma Bina Das. You have to use one of your cognitive faculties, or one of your spiritual faculties, to choose one thing over the other, because one thing is inherently better than the other. Once you're getting to this generation, you're getting to the level of the Atzmos, so there's something about your Atzmos, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Atzmos, that chooses one over the other, for seemingly no apparent reason, just because that's what the Atzmos wants, and that is going to be the full level of Bekir Kavshus. It's almost like there's another sikha of the Rebbe, which where he quotes the Alter Rebbe, that the Lashon that gets quoted in Tanya, Medrash, is that Nisabu lo Kadosh Baruch Hu lasos lo Dira B'Taktonim. Hashem desired to have a Dira B'Taktonim. So the Lashon of the Medrash is Nisabu lo Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when they asked the Alter Rebbe, why did Hashem create the world? So he said, create a Dira B'Taktonim. So wait, we ask the next question, why did Hashem want to have a great Dira B'Taktonim? So there's this Yiddish phrase that gets quoted in a couple of the Rebbe Sikos, you don't ask kashas on a taiva. In fragin kashas on a taiva. Something of that sort. So it's a similar type of idea. There's something above rational thought, something above Chabad, that we have to tap into, which Hashem taps into to create the world, which Hashem tapped into to choose Klal Yisrael over other nations. That's something which is deeply internal within us, we have to tap into to make the bechiros we have to make for Torah mitzvot in this generation. He's going to explain the ramifications of that throughout the sikha. So we're not going to see all of them, we'll see some of them. Let's just see Oskemo now. Right, what happened to Matan Torah? We got the Saras Adibros. What are the Saras Adibros? There are 10 very simple commandments. Yodua, Kashi of the Jewish Chasidus, Mago, Darash, Vash, Storm. This is a key word in Kabbalah. There were storms, a lot of storms going on. Maimon Har Sinai. Why was all there so much excitement about Har Sinai? Bofen Shakolas Lapidim. Any person on the street should understand the Ten Commandments. Inyanim hamuvanim gam b'seichel anoshi. Mekeven she'ilu zu nesh'elos b'toras emes. Muvan she'inyanim sh'nemru b'saras dibos heim amnam pshutim. Right, this question comes from Sifrei Chasidus, Sifrei Kabbalah. So it means there actually are dvarim pshutim, but they won't mislead you in terms of their question. Lo sirtzav is a davar pasha. Lo signal is a davar pasha. And still, these are the things Hashem gave us in the Saras dibos. Skip the examples. You can turn to the next page, 1549. Hadir Bazeh, third paragraph. Apia Amr Leel. Shematan Torah is a bechira atzmos begufa chamri divnei Yisrael. Shenin bechum yasa legufa yomos ola. Because the bechira was in the gufa klal Yisrael, which were exactly similar to non-Jews. Chayin izbati hadavar binyanim pshutim. Hatzivuyim daseret debros benogia leninam pshutim muvanim gam besiflam shalinam yehudim. You have to give us a type of Torah that could be understood by non-Jews. It seems to be exactly parallel to what happens in non-Jewish societies, and still it's different. That when Klal Yisrael does these Asaras Adibros, even though they're might be exactly the same Ten Commandments in non-Jewish societies, they're doing them because of Seichel Anoshi, because of human logic, and we're doing them because our Atzmos chooses to do them because that's Ratzon Hashem. Klomar. Just like the subject of the choice of Hashem, Klal Yisrael, is not because they're inherently better. The choice is about the Jewish body, which is exactly similar to an un-Jewish body. So too in terms of the content of what was given, the Asaras Adibros. It's not something which is because Klal Yisrael are on such a lofty spiritual level. Belief in Hashem, not killing, keeping the Sabbath. These are things which are readily understandable by the non-Jewish world. We still keep them because of that choice. Hashem chose us. With his atzmos, we're keeping them because that's Ratzon Hashem. We're trying to keep with a choice that stems from our atzmos that's different than the way it's set up in non-Jewish society. Then he goes on to explain Uvacharta b'chayim. Again, he's telling, it's the same point. Uvacharta b'chayim. Don't choose chayim because it's actually chayim as opposed to misa. Choose chayim because that's a tzivu yeluki based on Hashem's atzmos, and you should be tapping into that with your atzmos as well. Skip to the next page, to Osei. I just want to read one paragraph, and then we'll go to the concluding point. Apisa yuvan gam golda harash rashdorm tazaras adibros minei yusan dvarim shutim davka kasher mekayim dvarim shutim bioser. When you keep the simplest things, hamuvanim gam esichon oshi, things that could be understood rationally, minei yusan tzibuya ikadosh baruch hu baopen shel bechira uvacharta b'chayim. Again, you're choosing with your atzmos what Hakadosh Baruch Hu's rason is, not shlemala mitam v'das, not because you can rationally understand why Hashem gave it. Hashem gives you paraduma, and you're fulfilling paraduma. It's easier to understand how you're doing that because of your atzmos, which draws you towards Torah and mitzvot, because that's rason Hashem. Because there's no rational reason why you would be doing it. The things that there are a rational reason for, you're still doing them because of the bechira which you have, because Hashem is bechir in you and gave you the Torah. That is a bigger kaddish, and that is fitting for all of the Rash and the Lepitim and the Kolos and the great excitement around Matan Torah. Then he goes on to explain how we could have through this we could affect the Bria, make the Bria more of a davar kaddish. I'd like to just skip to the end of the Maimar, where it talks about an Oshes. The end is really the middle, but the end of what we're going to see, where it connects it with the themes that we've been discussing in the past and adds in one and very important nekuda. So it's a Oshes. V'maisa ho'ika. Kasher nimsai mekag ha'shvuos v'yesh nor storm neklaus inyan d'nesin as a Torah omrim lo yiluyuti sh'maisa ho'ika. Right, part of this he explained the part that we skipped, is that ma'isa hu ikar, like la'asa lavo, even though in a scene as a Torah you would think is about limit of Torah, really no. Really, if you want to tap into the atzmos, you have to tap into the atzmos through the physical world, through the physical body, and that is through ma'isa mitzvos. So that's why I'm telling you ma'isa hu ikar. B'chin machar b'voker, a lovely shtado l'fa, a yudil neftfil and l'fal mamish. Therefore, tomorrow, when it's not shavuos anymore, go out to the streets and make sure Jews put on tefillin. Also, regarding other mitzvahs ma'asios, make sure every Jew is physically doing a ma'asa mitzvah with his body. Kasher toin, hein emesh, shoksha kol Torah kula l'tfilin, avol shima, love the redes, la'asok, mimitza tfilin, kfishu ba'olam ma'asa. So, granted, tfilin is so important, but what does it mean I have to go down to the street and help a Jew put on tfilin? Mitzvah tefillin. The Rebbe had ten mitzvahim, 10 different mitzvahs at different points in his tenure as the Rebbe. He told his chassidim to go out and make sure that Jews around the world are fulfilling his mitzvahs. The first one, and probably the main one, was mitzvah tefillin. And that's the one which Chabad is probably most known for. So if you have a chassid who complains and says, what do I have to go down to the street, to Times Square, to ask people, are you Jewish, and get them to put on tefillin? Tefillin is so important. Let me deal with the spiritual aspects of tefillin. Let me speak to a Jew about Amuna, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about God, and bring him close that way. And that's Matan Torah Sinu. It's speak about the Torah on a theoretical level, on a conceptual level, on an emotional level, and bring people back that way. Talk to him about studying Torah. Or even better, let's learn Torah with these non-foreign people. Why do I have to go down and try to get him to actually put on tefillin? If I'm learning Torah with a guy in Times Square, so then he's probably potter from putting on tefillin, perhaps. Never put on tefillin before in his life, so why do I have to go down, in addition to all the other things of teaching him Torah and making him feel close to Judaism and teaching him about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it so important that I make sure he puts on tefillin? Hinei, al zeh omer melo, shatnaya the Kabbalah Satar hu, hakdamas na'ase l'nishma. Hainu ad gashas inyan hama'asa dafka. Again, emphasis on ma'isa. Val davar zeh benogea l'milay ho'raz rabbaseinu nesiyinu benogea l'fas menos kutza. Let's skip this paragraph because we're lacking time. We'll deal with Hafatzos Menos Kutza at a different time. Umizet move on Odinyan. Ein hakavana sheis askos im Yehudi lifal alav the kai mitzvahs maesios, hikidei sha'ayideze You might have thought, and I'll admit this is what I thought, that the reason why Chabad people go out there and make sure people put on tefillin is because that's a way to bring them in. It's a way to bring them closer. And eventually, it's a way to teach them Torah Sakasidos, Yafutsom, and Asakakutsa. You have to make sure Torah Sakasidos gets spread out everywhere in order for Mashiach to come. But the Ikar is the Torah, the Ikar is the Lima de Torah. Skip the bracketed parts. Alahis askos lifal a Yehudi the Kayim mitzvos maisios. He lo betor emtsai. It's not because it's a means to get to some higher goal. It's its own end. Again, based on this whole framework, Bachiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael with the Atzmos. Nesinas HaTorah, in terms of giving the Torah, is miyachid al-yonim al-taktonim, in terms of the osmos, which relates to the physical world, the physical bodies, and physical actions. So getting a non-firm Jew to do a physical action of a mitzvah is a taklis b'tnei atzmo, in terms of being megala the atzmos in this world. I just skip down to the end, to right before the three dots. The yirantzon shadibar odos inina b'chirab inin ha-maisa. So this is the Rebbe speaking, the Rebbe concluding this part of the sikha. Yirantzon, that my speech about the matter of b'chira and maisa, So the Inyan of Bechira and of Bechira Kapshas and the Bechira of Hashem and Klal Yisrael and the Inyan of Nesinas HaTorah, what the Torah does and what the Torah is all about in terms of its ultimate goals, are very intertwined, and this gives us more of a full picture about the interrelationship of the Nesinas HaTorah, Bechira Kapshes, Maisa Gadol, physical bodies and physical actions in the Rebbe's thought, and how that changed the world of Chabad forever. Shkach.